Special delivered letter just came for you.
Oh, thanks.
You're welcome.
Don't you want to know what it's about? It looks important.
You've got the wrong merch. You're thinking about the Budinsky branch of the family. I'll go and tell Ethel to put on her earphones and stand by for a news flash.
Ricky! Ricky, special delivery!
Huh? Who is it from?
My mother. Now, Ricky, it must be important.
It can't be important to me. She doesn't even know I'm alive.
Oh, honey, she does, too. She always writes to both of us.
Yeah?
Sure.
Who's that letter addressed to?
Miss Lucy McGillicuddy. Well, honey, you know how mothers are. To Mama, I'll always be her little daughter, Lucy McGillicuddy. But she knows who I'm married to.
Yeah? Then why does she always write, "Dear Lucy, how are you and how is what's his name?"
Oh. Dear Lucy, how are you and how is Xavier?
Xavier?
Well, honey, she knows I'm married to a Latin American band leader. She just doesn't know which one.
Well, that's true. She's getting warmer all the time.
Baby, and I'm relieved to see that he looks just like you.
Instead of Xavier.
Now, honey, the real reason I'm writing is because I went to my club meeting yesterday. You remember Flo Pauline Lopez, the club recording secretary. Well, it seems that Flo Pauline's old college roommate, Ella Scott Porter, has a cousin who married a man named Ford and went to live in a little town in Tennessee.
Wake me up when you get to the spicy stuff.
Well, it seems this cousin has a boy named Ernest. She has an older boy named George and a younger boy named Roger. Ernest is her middle boy. Well, to make a long story short...
It's too late.
To make a long story short, Ernest is on his way to New York, and I told Flo Pauline to tell Ella... to tell her cousin to tell Ernest that you'd be glad to entertain him.
Wait a minute, wait a minute. She just got my interest.
Of course, I don't know Ernest personally, but any friend of Flo Pauline's roommate's cousin is a friend of mine. Love, Mother.
Now, look, you write to your mother right away, and you tell her that we're going out of town.
Oh, honey, she says he's on his way. There isn't time to write her.
Oh, great. Another visitor. Just what I needed. That makes three of them this month. What's the matter? Doesn't anybody ever stay home anymore?
Now, honey, it won't hurt us to be nice to him. After all, it's my mother's friend's roommate's cousin's middle boy.
Oh, I didn't realize that. That's different.
Well, now, honey, will you be nice to him?
Look, I'll tell you what I'll do. I'll take him out to dinner once, and I'll have him down at the club as my guest. Once. And that's the end of it.
Well, that's fine. I think Mother will be very happy about that.
That's 12, 14, 15, 15 double.
L-U-C-K-E-L.
Luckle.
Luckle? That's not a word.
It is, too.
Well, I never heard her use it in a sentence.
Well, like, when you take a ride in a Fifth Avenue bus, you can either take the express or the local.
That is local.
That's what I say, local.
And for your information, it's spelled L-O-C-A-L. Now, take that back.
Wait till I get you in a high alley game.
Oh, local. Who's that?
I don't know.
Howdy, folks.
How do you do?
I'm Ernest Ford. I'm looking for the Rickardos.
Well, We're the Ricardos. Come in.
You must be Cousin Lucy. And there's Cousin Ricky, too. Are you?
Are you? Did you say cousin?
Oh, yeah, it's just a habit. Down in Tennessee, everybody calls everybody else cousin.
Oh.
Of course, down in Tennessee, everybody is everybody else's cousin.
Well, I'm glad to meet you.
Oh, I'm tired.
Well, you must be coming all that distance. When did you get in?
Well, the bus got here at noon, and I've been a-trying to find your place.
It took you 8 hours to get here? We only live 10 minutes from the bus depot.
Not the way I come.
What do you mean?
Well, down on the street, I asked a feller how to get to the Ricardos. Well, he said, take the subway.
Uh-huh.
Well, he pointed over there to a hole in the ground with some steps going down in it. Mm-hmm. I went down in there, and do you know what I saw?
What?
Nothing. A bunch of people are standing there looking in a ditch.
Well, that was the subway.
Oh, well, here come two streetcars hooked up together.
Uh-huh.
And I turned around, asked a feller how to get here, and boy, somebody left the gap down then. All that bunch of people come a-steaming up there, pushed me through that door, shut it up, and we took off like a scalded gander.
Well, what happened then?
Well, sir, we drove and drove and drove, and you know what?
What?
That driver never got that thing out of that hole. Well, now, it wasn't so funny. We stopped once, and they opened that door, and I called it a daylight in my eye, and I shot out of there like a burnt rabbit. I got up on top of the ground again, and I was in some place called Long Island, and I walked here.
You walked all the way from Long Island?
Yep. Ding-donged if it ain't.
What?
A Long Island.
Well, you must be tired.
Yeah, I'm a mite tuckered, I am.
Oh, well, that's too bad.
Hi, you ready?
Oh, hello, Fred and Ethel.
I didn't know you had company.
Yeah, this is Fred and Ethel Merce, Ernie Ford.
How do you do?
Yeah, Ernie came all the way from Tennessee.
Oh, yes, Lucy told us she was expecting you.
Yeah, he just dropped in to say hello. Isn't that nice?
Yes. How do you like New York?
Oh, it's all right. It ain't got much on Bent Fork, though.
Bent Fork?
Bent Fork, Tennessee. That's where I'm from. It's just a whole handle from Nashville.
Oh.
Hell, I'll declare. Do you know what time it is? It's after 9 o'clock. I already been in bed an hour ago.
Oh, well, we sure don't want to keep you up, Ernie.
Yeah. It was sure nice of you to stop by as soon as you got in town.
Where do I sleep?
Where do you sleep?
Yeah, now don't you put yourselves out. I can sleep a hanging on a nail.
Look here, old man, we'd love to have you stay here with us, but We only got one bedroom and a little nursery for the baby. We don't have a bed for you.
No.
I don't need a bed. Anybody using this divanette?
Well, you couldn't sleep here, Ernie. This is hard as a board.
Oh, no, this is the cat's paw here. Just give me a little kiver and I'll be as comfy as a wet dog behind the kitchen stove.
Oh, well, you really can't sleep here, Ernie. Fred, do you still have that rollaway bed?
Sure.
Now, wait a minute. I don't want to lay down on anything. It's going to be a gallivanting around the room all night.
No, you don't understand, Ernie. You see, they call it a rollaway bed because you can roll it away in the closet.
Well, I'll be sheep dipped.
Well, do you want me to get it?
Yeah, would you get it, please, Fred?
I'll help you, Fred.
All right.
Thank you.
Well, I may as well get ready to hit the hay, I reckon.
Where is he going?
I don't know. Ernie?
Don't call him. Maybe he's gone back to Tennessee.
Thank you.
Through the bedroom.
You mean it's in the house? Well, wait till I write Mama about this.
Well, your sweet little mother has done it again.
Oh, well, now, honey, he's really kind of cute. And besides, it's only for one night. Tomorrow we'll get him a room in the hotel.
Yeah, on the other side of town.
Now, honey, remember, he's my mother's friend's roommate's cousin.
Cousin middle boy, I know, yeah.
Well, he is.
Here comes...
What do you want this, Rick?
Right,
I guess
here,
you'll have
Fred.
To put it here. I don't know where else. I put it. Running a rooming house all of a
sudden. Honey, now be quiet. He's liable to hear you. Now just be quiet.
Well, there it is already. Clean sheets and everything.
Thanks, Fred.
Now, wait a minute. I thought we were going to play cards with the nurses.
Well, honey, that was before I knew anyone was sleeping in our game room.
Well, say goodnight to Lil Abner for me. See you tomorrow.
Good night, Fred.
All right, what are we supposed to do now?
Well, we'll just have to go to bed.
At 9:15? Honey, this is my only night off.
Well, honey, it won't hurt you to go to bed one night.
Oh.
Now, look, it's only for one night, and if we're not nice to one of Mother's friends, you know we'll never hear the end of this.
Okay, we'll go to bed.
All right.
This my bedstead?
Yes, Ernie. Is there anything else I can get you?
No, I've been abedding myself down by myself for years. You all going to bed. Good night, Cousin Lucy. Night, night, Cousin Richie.
Good night.
Good night, Ernie.
All right. Good night.
Good night.
This night is never going to end. What time is it?
10:30. 10:30?
I feel like I've been in bed for 6 months.
Well, lie down and try to go to sleep.
I'm not sleepy.
Listen, honey, is it getting colder? Maybe Ernie hasn't got enough over him out there.
He's all right.
Well, I don't know. I think you ought to take him an extra blanket.
Okay. It'll help kill the time anyway.
Take that extra one of yours over there on the chair.
All right. Going to bed at 9:15 and then. Psst. Psst. Lucy.
Yeah.
Come here, will you?
What?
Come here. I want you to see something.
You see what?
Just come with me, will you, please? Go on.
Morning, folks.
You know what time it is?
Yeah, it's now on to 6:30. I don't know what got into me, oversleeping like I did. But I can see that I ain't the only one that's been a-beating the sheets.
Did you sleep well, Ernie?
I don't know when I've had a better night's rest. Now, at home, generally, I toss and turn, but not in that thing.
Well, now, look here, old man. I want to say something to you.
I know what you're going to say. It's about the guitar. Well, sir, I seen it standing there. And my eyes bugged out like a stomped on toad frog. Everything just went plooky. You know, I had one of these guitars, but these bus fares to New York come pretty dear.
Do you mean you sold your guitar to get to New York?
Yep. Feller gave me $27 for it. I come all the way here, and I got a little bit left, too.
Wait a minute. Yeah.
There she is. 42 cents right there.
42? Is that all you have for your expenses here? Your clothes, your meals,
Your hotel bills?
Well, I worried some about that. I don't anymore. I come here to the big city alone, no friends, no acquaintances, and you tuck me to your bosom. You just a mama and a papa to me. You made me feel like I was wanted and that I belong. I've got a home.
Thanks for helping me home with these, Ethel.
That's all right.
Say, am I wrong or didn't you buy a big load of groceries yesterday?
I buy a big load of groceries every day since the bottomless pit arrived.
Can he hear us?
No, he's up on the roof till the noon whistle.
Up on the roof?
Yeah, I think he's getting a suntan. The tactful way he put it was, I ain't aiming to get his fish belly white as Ewan's.
I just love the way he talks.
Well, he is cute, but oh,
Lucy!
Gee. Yes, dear?
What happened to these?
What's the matter with them?
What's the matter with them? They don't make no noise. I was rehearsing with them. I thought I was going deaf. Who did it?
Ernie, he was only trying to help.
Help?
Well, he thought they were broken because they rattled inside.
Ay, Dios mio, qué estupidez. My grandfather gave me this maracas when I was 10 years old.
I know it.
Well, that does it. Out he goes.
Now, Ricky.
Out.
Oh, what about my mother?
Never ask me a question like that when I'm in this condition. Ernesto! Ernesto!
Oh, now, Ricky.
Oh, Lucy. It's better this way.
Oh, I suppose you're right. One big explosion and get it over with.
Cousin Lucy, where are you at?
I'll be right there, Ernie.
I'll see you later.
Okay. Yes, Ernie?
Oh, there you are. I'm a-writing to Mama. And as a speller, I ain't never took no ribbons. Would you look this over and get the spelling bloopers before I mail it?
Sure.
Not that Mama can read, but I just don't want her to be embarrassed if she finds somebody to read it to her.
Mm-hmm. Ernie.
Yeah?
Would you run down to the corner mailbox and look and see what time they pick up the mail?
All righty.
We want to make sure that we get your Mama's letter off on time.
That's a good idea. Listen to the jingle.
Where is he?
I sent him down the corner.
What's the matter with you? You don't want to talk to him?
Honey, I want you to hear this before you talk to him. Now, sit down a minute. It's a letter to his mother.
All right.
Now, just listen to this. Dear Ma, how is my hound dog and how are you? Ma, you was all wrong about New York. I ain't seen hide nor hair of no wicked city woman like you warned me against with their painted lips and painted cheeks. But if and I do, I'll mind what you said and hightail it right back to Bent Fork. Cousin Yuncy sure done me a good turn when she sent me to the Ricardos. They is two of the finest critters on this earth. They is true blue. Ma, they give me a bed and all the food I can eat, and every night before I crawl between the kivers. And with the bed they give me, this ain't easy. I get down on my knees and ask the good Lord to bless Cousin Lucy and Cousin Ricky, the two finest people I ever did know. Your son, Ernest. Now, you still want to have that talk with him?
Oh, you know I can't. What are we going to do?
I don't know. Hey, I got an idea.
Well, I'm so desperate that I like to hear it.
The only thing that would make Cousin Ernie leave is a real, live, painted-up, wicked city woman.
A real, live, painted up, wicked city woman?
Yeah.
She came down from Birmingham one cold December day. As she rolled along the woodland, you could hear all the people say, she's mighty tall and handsome, she's known quite well by all. She's a combination called a Wabash Cannonball. Listen. Cousin Lucy, somebody's sitting on your doorbell. Oh, all right, I'll get it. How do you do, ma'am?
What's your name, handsome?
I'm Ernest Ford from Bent Fork, Tennessee.
You'll do.
You got quite a hitch in your get-along.
Do you know who I am?
Who?
I'm a wicked city woman.
No!
Like your mother warned you about.
Oh, dear. Have mercy. What are you fixing to do?
I'm gonna vamp you.
You are? Are you a vamping me?
Uh-huh.
You know what?
What?
I like it.
You do?
Yeah, this is more fun than skipping rocks. Vamp me some more.
No. Now, don't forget what your mother told you.
Oh, she was wrong about that. She couldn't have meant you.
Yes, she did. Now, you stay away from me. Now, you go home.
I am home. I live here.
Oh, well, then I better go home.
No, come back. Vamp me some more.
No!
Kitty woman, come back here. City woman? City woman, where you at, you little heifer? I'll find you if I have to stay here the rest of my born day.
What's the matter, honey? Didn't you chase him away?
No, he chased me away. He said he was going to stay here the rest of his born days.
Well, I'll be ding-dong.
Ernie was played by Ernie Ford. Love Lucy is a Desilu production.
Lucille Ball and Desi Arnaz will be back next week at this same time.